Last week, cotton growers from across the state took part in the annual UGA Cotton Peanut Field Day at Tifton. The event, sponsored by the Georgia Cotton Commission, Georgia Peanut Commission, and University of Georgia, allowed growers to see how their research dollars are being put to use. Cotton agronomist Guy Collins said overall, the cotton crop really varies this year.
We got some really good irrigated cotton, and there's some dry land that went under some stress for a prolonged period of time. We're starting to see some of that harvested, but the ones that, didn't go through a prolonged period, maybe it was only dry a week or two, and they got some periodic rains throughout the summer, they're okay. But there are spots that went 4, 5, 6 weeks without any rain in these hot, dry conditions, and, that certainly wasn't good on that crop.
He said while they do have pivots on their research farms, in the areas where they're doing irrigation studies, you can really see the difference.
Well, you can see it right side by side in dry land compared to heavily irrigated. It's night and day difference this year. Last year wasn't the case.
Collins said he was pleased with some of the grower questions that came up during the field day.
We get a good turnout for this field day. It's very interactive. I mean, this is a time to see firsthand all this research that the commissions are supporting. So the feedback that we get are very interesting questions, and that helps us gear our research programs and extension programs to benefit them as well. I mean, we're trying to address the most current challenges to our growers and what our growers are facing, but those challenges are always changing. So we try our best to stay abreast of what's coming and what we need to be looking at next.
To learn more about research efforts, just contact the Georgia Cotton Commission in Perry. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.